is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A U.S.-led coalition launched a new round of strikes in Yemen. This comes a day after the U.S. hit targets in Syria and Iraq. The BBC's Will Vernon.
The U.S., the U.K., six other countries saying that they carried out what they called proportionate and necessary strikes against 36 Houthi targets. 13 locations in Yemen were targeted. And this, they say, was in response to the Houthis' attacks on shipping in the Red Sea.
Back here, a flood watch will go into effect from Sunday afternoon through Tuesday for the entire coast of Southern California. The region is expecting record rainfall. CBS Los Angeles reporter Laurie Perez from Ventura.
I'm a little bit more scared this time. You know, the warnings. We had an order to evacuate.
Roberta Smith and Billy Berner are gearing up again.
I battened everything down.
They're among residents having to decide whether to stay or go as another storm bears down on Ventura County. County leaders have issued an evacuation warning, and the prospect of another round of flooding has them more than a little worried.
Protesters from around the country descended upon a small Texas border town to demonstrate over the migrant crisis. CBS Dallas's Jason Allen is in Komodo.
A small but fervent group of people rallied to take the border back in South Texas.
I think we all as a nation want this to end, both Democrats and Republicans.
The gathering was part religious revival and part Trump rally.
We need God to fix this because we can't fix this.
We don't know who these people are. They could be our enemies.
The rally happened near Eagle Pass, where there's a standoff between federal and Texas authorities over border control.
President Biden had a resounding victory in South Carolina's Democratic primary election. Voter Annie Grotefost tells us the issues that she is most concerned about.
Things I care about the most are probably gun violence, women's reproductive rights, and just general country at large.
Mr. Biden defeated two long-shot candidates and is estimated to win all 55 pledged delegates in that primary. The biggest night in music is just hours away. R&B superstar SZA leads the Grammys with 9 nominations. CBS's Cooper Lawrence with a preview.
Will Miley Cyrus be the sleeper win of the Grammys?
I can buy myself flowers.
Music insiders think she's a shoo-in for Album of the Year. The 66th Annual Grammy Awards will be hosted by comedian Trevor Noah. Lenny Kravitz and Ice Spice will be making appearances. You'll see performances by SZA, Dua Lipa, and Luke Combs, with a special number by icon Joni Mitchell.
Namibia's president has died after receiving a medical treatment. His office says his wife and children were by his side. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, The Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Broadcasting live from Madison, Wisconsin in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. The most trusted name in real estate by First Weber. Sell or buy your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Come for the homemade food, beer, stay for the live music entertainment. 132 Market Street, that's right downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Got a big hour for you. Let's dig right in with Linda and the Zeros. It's a double dip on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Interrupted. Oh, I feel my little spark turned into flames. And with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, she started walking. You know you had it coming, girl. It's too hot, yeah, you play with fire. It's too hot, now your fingers burn. It's too hot, yeah.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Linda and the Zeros there, and Too Hot Time before that. They only have one event on their Facebook page, and it's a really good one. Saturday, March 23rd, live in the Lair on Max Sync Radio.
Well, how do you like that?
Yeah. My only question is how are you going to fit Linda and the Zeros? Linda will fit just fine, but what about the Zeros? Where are they going to be?
That's a great
out there,
question.
Jimmy.
Out there.
Ooh.
It's going to be a tight fit on March 23rd here.
Man, I think people gonna are going to want to come in.
We're going to have to
that.
Have some people dancing.
Yes. That would make it perfect.
Go-go dancers. Mm. We know people. We can.
We
get,
do.
We can.
Oh my gosh!
That would be fun.
Why not?
You ever go-go dance, Terry?
I dressed as a go-go dancer one year for a New Year's Eve party, not Halloween. A New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, sure.
We had these friends that would always have like a theme New Year's Eve, so that was my. I had white plastic go-go boots.
What did Brian go as?
He dressed as like a rocker. He
okay. So you know, it was a good match.
It was. He had his motorcycle
that means jeans
jacket
and a t-shirt.
On. He did. Jeans, t-shirt, motorcycle jacket, and then he had a wig that was big monster hair.
Boots.
I love
he did
that.
A boots. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I love costume parties.
I know. Me too. That was fun.
Sunglasses.
How many days until Halloween? How you all doing? Thank you for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio. Across the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Jimmy K. Rocker Terry Barr with you. Mm-hmm. We still got plenty of lots of awesome show on the way, Rocker. Tell the people what's happening.
Plenty of lots of awesome show, Jimmy. Chloe Louise,
quote.
She is promoting a new music and an upcoming show at the Cargo Cafe East. And she is in the studio now, so we'll hear from her in a few minutes. Brett Fari and the crew coming in for Automatic Lover, brand new band from Madison. We're going to be premiering a brand new single from them, Helena. You're not going to want to miss this, Jimmy. And after that, our house concerts, David Wallner and Katz from Crete, Wisconsin. They're going to be in here talking about their in-home concert series, upcoming show schedule, and maybe even a little story.
I can't wait to hear how they do this because I want to do this.
I hear it's a lot of work. You know,
I mean,
setting it all up and food, beverages, cleaning up. Live in the Lair coming up tonight, the Listening Party. They are here. They're in the studio. They're setting up right now. They came from Milwaukee. They have a new album coming out called Been a Long Time Coming, and they're going to be playing a bunch of music from it. And then, of course, Jimmy K with Max and Kevy coming up at 10 p.m.
We want you, Max and Kevy. It's a good show tonight, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kicking it off with a double dip of Something to Do, just so you know.
Ooh.
Oh. But a little horn blowing in the heavy tonight.
Gotta get your horn blowing, huh, Jimmy?
Goodness.
Here's something you want to put on your calendar.
Earmuffs. Earmuffs if the kids are listening.
It's a horn band.
Yeah, whatever.
This is something you want to put in your calendar that's coming up in May. But actually, it's a little bit sooner than May. The Whammies, the Wisconsin area, what is it? Wisconsin Area Musicians Industry, right?
The Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
They just announced that their seed scholarships
are now available or, or available to apply for. Is that right, Roger?
I think they just actually had like a period that just ended, but I wanted people to know because I think it's just so important that WAMI is now providing scholarships to, you know, the next generation of musicians. And that's actually a first for them. I was talking to the president, Jason Klagstad, and he was telling me how, you know, they had this back in their charter many years ago, but now it's actually the first time that they're giving away these scholarships. So I thought that was an important bit of news to bring up because, you know, there's a philanthropic part of WAMI as well as just, you know, an award show.
And when you talk about school cuts, what always happens?
Yeah,
music
is
an art, typically. Always. Yeah, chop, chop. And this will hopefully ensure that doesn't happen, that kids are able to get their hands on instruments and take some lessons and all that good stuff.
It's definitely important. The first round of the WAMIs, the first round of voting for your favorite band songs and personality happens Friday, February 16th. You go to WAMI.org, W-A-M-I.org. And, of course, the WAMI Award Show is happening in Green Bay, May 18th and 19th. Mm-hmm. And, Terry, we're
going. Yeah, I know. We're going.
We're taking a road trip to Green Bay.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be so fun.
We're gonna broadcast Max Inc. Radio from the WGBW studios in Green Bay.
Come on over, everybody.
On the Saturday night, because it's the WAMI weekend. Mm-hmm. So WAMI is going to, on the Saturday of the WAMI weekend, they're going to have clubs around the stadium and down there by City Deck, and they're going to have bands at each one of them, and we're going to be reporting about them all. We're going to be a hub. It's going to be a really good time.
Oh, this sounds so great.
We'll be live in Green Bay on Saturday the 18th. Mm-hmm. We'll see you at the WAMI award ceremony on the 19th up in Green Bay. Come party with us.
Yes, we need to mention when voting opens, we can talk about this a little more then. We are so honored because we have been nominated. This little baby show has been nominated for a WAMI Award, and we cannot be more grateful.
That's great. I think actually two, right? Radio show and podcast. Yes.
Yeah.
Radio show and podcast, and I believe even our individual on-air personalities.
Oh, brother.
So we hit somebody likes us in Milwaukee, or, you know, around the state, I should say.
Yeah,
the last thing I want to say about the WAMIs tonight, if you're a band out there from Wisconsin and if you dropped music in 23, if you're a new band, make sure you register with the WAMIs. You go to broadjam.com. That's where you sign up as a band. Broadjam.com is a great platform if you are a band. It's kind of like a Bandcamp, Reverb Nation type of deal, only better because it's locally sourced right here in Wisconsin, and that's important too. So you can make it's a revenue stream for a band plus promotion. It's really cool. Go to broadjam.com and become a member.
Well,
there's
done.
One more element, Jimmy, to Broadjam, which is they have lots of publishers of, you know, people making movies or different art productions that are looking for original music. And Broadjam is one of the places that they go to find it. And so Broadjam is a publisher as well. So
music licensing, yep, big deal. Once again, the address, broadjam.com to sign up as a band, and go to whammy.org to get all the details about
such
that.
Such good stuff all the way around.
This guy won a WAMI years ago. It's Brett Newsky. This is with Miles Nielsen.
You're drinking Sunny D in your Jackie O shades, getting off on
make it take forever.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Your head.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Jake O. And Feel Your Love, Dreamland. Woo. Before that. Terry's on fire right now.
Oh, man, I love that guy. As you said earlier, he's one of my favorites. Yeah. But, he really is one of my favorites. Well,
you could tell because she was singing along with the song the entire time.
I hope that didn't bother you guys. I had my headphones on.
I've got good news for you, Terry.
Yes, dear.
Jake O is coming out with new music very soon.
Oh, yes.
I saw a post about that on his socials.
Thank you for keeping track of that.
I'm stalking him appropriately.
Excellent.
And waiting for the new music to come out.
And then that means he shall have to come visit us again.
We'll have to extend the invitation. Dress up, Terry. Brand new Marston before that with Got the Time. That just released a couple weeks ago, I guess. Marston is awesome. We'll have to get him back in the studio sometime. Maybe he can play live in the Layer Rocker.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Hope you're all having a great night. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We're live in the Madison studios, WMDX here in Madison. We're also heard on the Eagle in La Crosse, Wisconsin, AM 1490. And just up the highway, we're on the Tap, 93.5 WCFW in Eau Claire. That's a great, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
La Crosse, Eau Claire.
Yep.
Hello, Western Wisconsin. We love you.
Hayward. Avery.
Amory.
Amory.
Yep. Then over to Green Bay. And
right.
Then coming on down to Oshkosh.
We're taking over the world.
Woo!
Also want to mention the Civic Media Game of the Week. It happens to be tomorrow across the Civic Media Network on the app. It's Wisconsin men's basketball hosting number 2 Purdue. Tough loss at Nebraska this week, by the way.
That was horrible.
It really was. First half looked great. Second half, we tanked it.
It's like, where did our team go? Yeah. Who are these guys?
Anyway, the game is live on a locally grown radio, WFHR, in Wisconsin Rapids. We're also in Racine, WRCE, and Richland Center as well. So anyway, best way to listen to the game is on the Civic Media app.
There you go.
Gotta do that. So Chloe Louise, she's in the studio. We're going to have a chat with her. Last time I saw Chloe, she was on the Jimmy K Show with E-Dub and Wheels and I WSUM.
And the last time I saw her, she was doing something for the music conference that used to happen here. Roy Elkins had put together. She was doing Behind the Waves. Between the Waves. Yep.
And the last time that I saw her, she was performing in the Lair in the Normandy Lane studio.
I forgot about that. I was there for that.
That was the last time.
Well, we're all going to fix it. Tonight's going to be the last time that we've seen her.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
We'll all have like a common the last time we saw her experience.
Yes, we have a thread now. Yes.
She's going to walk in.
We're
going to
ask all you
right
people
now.
If you want to call in right now. When was the last time that you saw Chloe Louise?
There you go.
APB on Chloe Louise. 844-967-2789. Call or text in the Civic Media app.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now. But that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Didn't expect to. Now I'm missing you ever since I left you. Don't wanna test you, don't wanna stress you, but you're looking pretty good right here from my view. Yeah, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know why I feel like giving up, giving up, giving my time. Because all of a sudden I find myself wondering about all the things that you like. And I'll try to be cool with you, it's hard to when I feel like I'm losing my mind. Now I'm missing you ever since I left you. Because all of a sudden I find myself wondering about all of the things that you like. And I'll try to be cool with you, it's hard to when I feel like I'm losing my mind. Yeah, all of a sudden I find myself wondering about all the things that you like. And I'll try to be cool with you, it's hard to when I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music. That's Chloe Louise and Losing My Mind. Brand new music from Chloe. Hey, if you're in a band out there or you're a solo artist, if you want to get your music on the radio, we would like to help you with that objective. You can send us an email with your files, send us your EPK, everything you need, and we'll be happy to take care of you. Music at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Jimmy, did you know we got a text today?
No, I did not know.
Somebody texted into the Civic Media radio app to us, and they said, how do I watch Max Inc. Radio live on Facebook?
Video?
This is radio.
Yes, we're
they
radio.
They
want to see us.
Yeah, the other shows on Civic Media have pretty much all gone to video, too.
Yeah,
they've and all so gone they to probably video. Know that, and now they're going to be wanting us to be on video.
There's two things wrong with the video and us here. Yeah. One, you know, what do we do when there's music playing, you know?
Right.
Well, then they get to see what we do.
Right. And, you know, on Facebook.
Which I don't know if that's good or
not. Oh, no. Uh-huh. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
You know, on Facebook, they'll shut down the music if it's copyright music or something like that. Even though, you know, the bands that we're playing, you know.
That's why they do it StreamYard to YouTube and then to some of the others. And if it gets taken down, at least you saw it live.
Right. And the second reason, of course, we can't put it on videos, we're all naked right now.
Oh, I didn't realize that, Jimmy.
Oh, boy.
That was a killer. Show's over. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
All right. Well, Let's talk about Chloe Louise.
Yes, that song was amazing we just heard.
Wow. Madison singer-songwriter Chloe Louise released her debut album in 2018, year she won a local radio station songwriting competition. Over the years, Chloe has released digital singles and EP with her band Heartbreak Club, and February 9th we'll see the release of the newest single, SOS, and here to talk about the upcoming show at the Cargo Coffee House and her premier new song, Chloe Louise, along with her drummer and producer, Lawrence Gunn. Lawrence, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. And make sure you guys talk right into that microphone, get nice and close.
Talk even louder than you think you need to.
Chloe, before we get into it, I got one question. When was the last time you saw Chloe Louise?
I tried to avoid it at all costs, I take a good look in the mirror every day at myself, and
that's needed.
Since the last time we saw you, you become a mother.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
She's so grown up. What happened?
I am a wife and a mom. They're listening right now. Oh, my son Everett is listening. And
Hi Everett.
He knows how to clap at the end of songs, so he's a good fan. That SOS really came from a concept of, something I went through with my son. You have a certain idea of what your pregnancy and what labor and birth is going to look like. And we were in a situation where, he almost, didn't come home with us. And now he is thriving and crushing it. And so he's incredible. And that's really where a lot of this stemmed from, is just kind of processing everything that happened over the last.
Isn't that a good artist, though? Because that's what you do to get through it. And then you never know who listens and also gets through something because of your art.
1,000%. It kind of all stemmed from this poem I wrote, and I had posted it so that other parents, I'm in a NICU support group. Oh. And so it was kind of at the time so other people could see it. And then it turned into a song that turned into 5 songs that turned into me wearing Lawrence down into helping me and doing this with me. And so here we are.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys seem to have a lot of fun together too.
We do.
I know people can't, as we were talking about, see us right now, but just the looks and the kind of, they give each other a little elbow and stuff. And it's just really fun to watch.
Yeah. I really wanted him to come with, because usually I come by myself, and
That gets to be a drag sometimes.
I mean, you guys, I'm just spicing it up for you.
Well, Chloe, your musical journey, in my eyes, started in 2018, but you must have been at this longer. How did you get started in music? Tell us your backstory.
I think that an interesting part of my backstory is that there really isn't one, besides that I would say we were an average music family. My parents are not musicians, but we always kind of had music around. I was really into musicals very, very young, but I would say I started singing along to stuff at around probably my son's age, 20 months, 2 years. So, and it's been like that ever since. I believe I attempted to write my first song when I was, I don't know, I was 9 or 10. So I was really young. And, they were terrible.
Wow.
I remember from previous interviews that I've had with you, Chloe, wasn't Taylor Swift one of your favorites?
Yes. She's obviously a huge influence, but I...
He said it.
I feel like definitely, because there's, when I was, I always loved country music when I was a kid, which my parents didn't know where that came from. I was born in Scotland. No one knows why I liked country music, but it's because there was a day that I turned on my shower radio when I was 7 or 8, and there was this Tim McGraw song, and it was a story. And I remember thinking, I'm visualizing this whole thing. And, now as an adult, I've been diagnosed autistic, and I feel like there's so many things that, why was I into Tim McGraw so hard at 7? You know what I mean? But that's okay. It led me to, then Taylor Swift came along. Yeah, obviously, yeah. It's you can do this with your guitar and your heart. And she showed me that it's okay that you're, a 12-year-old girl. And I just started writing songs then, and I think I recorded my first demo when I was 15.
Oh my gosh.
What a great story.
The song we heard, I was getting goosebumps off and on throughout the song, because there were so many different parts in it that resonates. So you're doing a great job storytelling if you get people that can understand the story of the song and what is happening. And yeah, I had goosebumps just thinking about this.
Did you say you were born in Scotland?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Explains the red hair.
Oh, yes.
I'm like straight off the boat, blue eyes, red hair. Oh. Like, yeah, I'm still a UK citizen.
Really? Oh, wow. Cool. I didn't know that about you.
That's why I got married. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. I love you, Thomas. I'm just kidding.
Now, tell us about your new album, EP, and what inspired, well, you've been kind of telling us, but what inspired you this time around?
Well, I don't know if I've said this yet, but the EP, we don't really know when it's coming out, because basically what I was waiting for is to get through this, get, you know, finish this single with Lawrence, who I'm lucky enough he wanted to kind of be on the producing side of things. Usually he drums with me, and he's like he's the first person I send songs to, and like, he's always been so incredible and supportive of all of the music I'm doing. So it's really fun to do this together. But it's called Survivor's Guilt. And it started with songs I literally wrote like by myself. And I made the tracks like on my laptop. And I just, it was, I've had kind of an insane amount of things happen in the last 5 years. And I'm coming up on 5 years no drinking. And like, that's a surviving thing, you know, like I did go to treatment and I am one of the only ones that kind of like made it through my situation with my son, different things like that. But I truly just wanted to create some songs that were like the feelings of obviously trauma and processing and all of that. But also like no one really talks about the feeling of like making it through something when someone else didn't. And there is a lot of guilt that comes along with that. But all I can do is really just be honest with my feelings in my music, and I hope that someone will listen. And
we are so glad you are. Yeah.
You know, not only could you potentially be helping somebody else, I can only imagine you're helping yourself doing this too, because you're explaining these emotions to yourself, right? Basically while you write them out, sing them.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again, sing them, you know?
Yeah, for sure. This is definitely, this is just so special to be here. It sounds so cheesy, but I just, you know, there was a time where I didn't know if I'd get to do music again. There was a time when I was laying in a hospital bed, recovering, thinking like, I'm not going to make it out of here and I'm not going to get to do music. And here we are. And it's kind of crazy, but it's definitely helped me process. And it sounds so cheesy, but I just feel like it being out in the world is so exciting, because I appreciate it so much. I just didn't know if I'd get to be here again and getting to like play music with my friends again.
We are so happy you are.
Chloe Louise and Lawrence is here too. Lawrence, would you welcome to that microphone?
Yeah, come on.
Let's give the drummer some.
No. Don't do it. No.
Tell me say your last name for us.
It's Gann, but that's
Gann.
Okay.
Lawrence Gann.
Did I say it wrong? Oh no, did we all say it wrong?
It doesn't matter. It's
okay.
It does matter.
Lawrence G. Lawrence G.
So tell me your backstory, Lawrence. Obviously, you're drumming with Chloe here. Mm-hmm. What's your backstory in your musical career?
Yeah, I was given a drum set from a garage sale when I was 13, and it was better than Zelda, which was wild to experience. And that was kind of the beginning.
Wow.
But,
give a kid a drum set, and he'll never have money for video games.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. That's great.
It hurts.
Was music big in your home growing up, too? Or
Not that much. Not until we moved north. No, until I was a teenager. But okay. But at that point, yeah, my grandpa had played drums in the Air Force Base, or Air Force Band, rather. So.
I love that.
Air Force military bands are great.
Yeah, they really
what's it like working
are.
With Chloe, and talk about producing this EP.
Give us the scoop.
Always a blast. It was we played this song that that she brought tonight. We've played as a full band a couple times. And this is a pretty different take on it. But it was a lot of fun. I appreciate the largesse, the ability, and like the trust to like, hey, let me take this thing that like you created and try to do a pass on it.
I mean, to weigh on you, you know how much this music meant to Chloe, the personal experiences that come through. How did that affect the work and your production of the EP?
It's a lot. A lot of responsibility. And I just always try to be like, hey, if this isn't everything that you dream it could be, like, just I'll stop. Just let me know.
Wow. So, okay, that's very real and very trusting of each other to believe in what each other is saying. Absolutely. Wow.
Heavy.
Oh,
Chloe, you have an upcoming show at the Cargo Cafe on East Washington Avenue in the Mad City coming up on February 9th. at 6:30 p.m. Tell us about the live show. Are you solo? Do you have a larger band?
I am solo. Yes. I love performing at Cargo. Shout out Dana Perry. I love you so much.
Oh, yeah.
And German. I love you guys. It's my favorite place to play. Even when I like could barely walk and I was like so pregnant or so post, I like was like, yep, I'll play. I'll do that. Cause everyone is so incredible to me there. And I've always had such an amazing, the first time I played what you're about to hear live was just acoustic guitar there. And, I had asked everybody in the audience at this particular show, like, what would you name this song? And people put in suggestions. And that's actually how I came across Survivor's Guilt as the title of the EP. So, I love playing there. I am playing with a young man named Ian. And when I say young, I mean 17. He is the most talented, incredible. Like, he's so awesome. I requested that I play with him this show. Like, I asked if he could, we played a show together before. And I asked him on stage how old he was and he whispered it. And I was like, never mind, not going to say that because in a couple of years, like, it was just funny. I'm like, how am I now the old one on stage? Like, when did that happen?
You used to be the young one.
I know. Oh, yeah. I was always the baby. And then I realized, I'm like, 32 isn't that old. But compared to the 17-year-old, he's just like, yeah, it's awesome.
How cool of you to have him come and join you, though.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
That you've had that before.
I'm lucky that he's playing with me. Like, he's really good, you guys.
This is going to be a fun show, everybody.
He's incredible.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us the story. Chloe, Lawrence, thank you so much. Chloe, it's always great to see you.
You guys, too. You've always been really quick. I just want to say how incredible you all are. And, like, it doesn't even matter how long it's been since I've released something. You always reach out. You always give me this opportunity to come on here and, like, spill my heart. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate you. Let's hear the brand new song here from Chloe Louise. This is called SOS. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Made up world.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Which way the wind blows from here? Time and again, you pushed me to the ledge, but I've held on in hope. And now I wonder why I've stayed so strong, seeing it now. With what I know now, oh yeah, would I do it again if I could just hit rewind? Oh, go ahead and ask again this time. I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of them, even though you've thought that it was a genuine.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Rain Stern. I'm not them.
Oh, Jimmy K. Well, it's a busy night here at the studio.
It is.
And he just ran to close the door for those of you who are like, where'd he go?
Where'd he go? I fell over.
Oh, no, please don't do that. But it's fun because everybody's, you know, talking and jamming with us with the music. And it's just great to see everybody.
Thanks to Chloe Louise
that was
for coming in tonight. Great to meet Lawrence, too. Got to talk to him. Sounds like he's a cool drummer. If he's drumming on Chloe's album there, the songs sound really cool.
And the way it started out with like just kind of that different sounding drum. You know, she said this SOS, the song we just heard from Chloe, it's the first time it's been played anywhere. So really? that was a premiere.
That's a honor that we have here on Saturday nights. Band bring their music for us to debut to the Wisconsin music scene on a weekly basis. It's what makes the show fun, you know?
Well, and I think people still believe in radio that way. You know, it's old radio when we were all growing up, you know, and right. You could hear good music. You could request good music. But now it's different, you know, and I'm so proud of what we're able to do and that they get to still hear their incredible music on the radio.
And what's really cool, we have more music, new music coming up real soon here.
Goody.
We got Automatic Lover in the studio coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Plus, Dave and Ann Katz from Our House Concerts will be in next hour as well. Plus, Live in the Lair Rocker. That's what all the commotion is here in the studio. Getting the listening party ready to set up here.
You know, and they're going to be premiering a bunch of new songs from their album, and Absolute Lover is here with a brand new song for me.
All right. That's all coming up next with a double dip. Next on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Well, it's broken, Terry.
No. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but it's just broken. Well, here we go.
Oh, good. Okay.
We can do this.
You got it, Jimmy K.
We're okay.
Woo!
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.